Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news now from Black Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus Toomey. Let's talk first about this sounds like a great place on Michigan Avenue for food, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob, good morning. Yes, absolutely. This one is very cool. It's called the Chicago Food Stop, and it's located in the former Best Buy on the ground floor of the Hancock Center. So everyone's gone by it before somewhere along the way. It just opened a couple weeks ago, and what it is it's a combination of people that make supplies, food supplies throughout the city of Chicago. So this could be just a small company that makes hot sauce or specializes in brownies or cookies. They all get a chance to get some shelf space at the Chicago Food Stop. And, you know, a lot of the times you just don't get exposed to a lot of these different products. You know, maybe if you go to the local grocery store in Auburn Gresham or in Hyde Park, you may see a couple of these things. Maybe a Whole Food stock some local ones, but this is pretty cool where they've gotten really just hundreds of different vendors who are making things in warehouses or in their kitchens or just anywhere, especially popping up during the pandemic. You just may not have found out about it. The World Business Chicago, which is sort of like the Chamber of Chicago for Chicago, they put it together. They've got some grant money from some COVID-19 recovery money, so really just rounded up a bunch of great features. So I know it's not really the gift giving season now, but if you want to stop by and look for some ideas and expose yourself to some smaller companies making great stuff in Chicago, check out the Chicago Food Stop in the Hancock Center.
And I gather that one of the ideas behind this is get more foot traffic on the Mag Mile, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they it's had its ups and downs and downs after a while. So yeah, they're just hoping that people who are strolling there may check it out, bring some more people over there, and check out. I mean, Brown Sugar Bakery, we've heard a lot about. They're in there. Amani's Originals, Caroline's Crisps. So there's a lot of snacking options too if you want to make your way down to the Hancock.
Yeah, good one-stop shopping. And it seems like LaSalle Street is going to be changing soon. Give us the info on this.
Right. You know, this is sort of in the same vein where the city's trying to come up with ideas just to revitalize parts of downtown and the Loop. This is the LaSalle Street Business District, which, you know, I just think of, you know, men and women in suits hustling along, making more money than everyone else. You know, it's with more people working from home and just the financial markets really changing how they operate. There's a lot of empty space down on those big bank buildings. So the city's trying to encourage developers to come in there and build apartments and condos and just get some residents living in the Loop again to help all the businesses, to help the Loop. It reminds me a lot of State Street, you know, in the 70s. It was pretty dead, you know. After 5 o'clock, you couldn't really find anyone down there. And now it's a residential neighborhood. There's people all over the place around state. So yeah, so the city's offering developers tax incentives to pitch projects. The deadline just came and went. And about $1 billion in projects were proposed by developers who are looking to get eat into some of the tax increment money that the city's dangling to if they go in and renovate some of these buildings and make them into apartment and condos.
Yep. Hope they preserve that great architecture there. Northside Cafe that just opened up sounds pretty interesting. Tell us about this.
Right. A little smaller in scope than the $1 billion on LaSalle Street, but this one's a lot of fun. Irving Park neighborhood. It's at 3932 West Irving Park. It's called Stay and Play Game Cafe, and it's a it's a board game cafe, which it's, you know, mostly bar and restaurant, but they've got 500 different board games and puzzles and all sorts of different things. So if you want to go there and just spend a night with some of your friends, Jose and Yesenia Maldonado met in college and have been playing board games as a couple for the last 30 years. And they said, hey, you know, we're pretty good at this. Why don't we do something, you know, for people of all different skill levels if they want to come in? And they said the vibe is, well, we're going for like hosting a game night at your own place, except you don't have to clean up afterwards. So
that sounds
great to me. You can go in and eat and then you leave the puzzle there behind.
Thank you. Seamus Toomey, Black Club Chicago. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thanks, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.